And so when I was growing up and coming to school and stuff here, the shot would go off for the mine about every day at 1. And so you'd be walking into school from your lunch break or whatever in the school, and everything would shake, and you would turn back behind you and see the big, like, cloud plumes of the coal shot that went off before. That doesn't happen anymore. They have figured out a different way to shoot, so we're not in the direct line. Because back when I was in school, I mean, you can see where the power plant is. That's pretty much where the mine was when I was there. And now the mine's moved, I mean, 5 miles or so to the left. But when you were walking in, you would feel the ground shake and look behind you, and you would see it looked like a bomb went off on the hillside. And every time we had a new student, we always had to convince them that the world was not, in fact, ending. It was just the coal mine.
How far?
From the school to the mine is probably 10 miles or so. It's not very far, but they're also, like, both on hills, and so sound travels, and there's not really anything to stop it. So you end up getting kind of the sound waves that end up hitting the school. But it was kind of a cool thing to have when I was growing up. And like I said, that doesn't happen anymore. And now how the shots happen is you very rarely ever see the shots go off, and there's very little anything that goes into the air because of how they do the verticals. So it was still kind of one of those pieces where, like, I mean, when I think about growing up in Craig, that's one of the key parts.
Yeah.